Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We're well into 2012, and the pro-life movement is going strong, building on the momentum of last year. It's easy to become encouraged when you look at the empirical data showing mothers more and more choosing life for their unborn children. But it can sometimes be difficult to see how actions that might seem small in the grand scheme of things have actually gotten us closer to our goal of all children protected in law and welcomed in life. In assessing those actions, Dr. Randall O'Bannon, National Right to Life's Director of Education and Research, recently looked back at the growth we've seen as a movement due to our ongoing educational efforts. Randy notes, rather poetically, "Education is a lot like gardening. You pull the weeds, till the soil, plant the seeds, and watch for bugs, and you wait. You don't get your flowers or vegetables for weeks or even months, but there is no harvest unless you do that tough work months ahead of time." Education has to look to the long term. You research topics, you collect data, you publish articles, fact sheets, pamphlets, and post them on the internet. You keep your material updated with the latest new stats. You respond to studies and stories in the news. You keep putting the information out there in as compelling a way as possible. You do it day after day, month after month, year after year, hoping to see signs that people are getting the message that things are changing. And we saw some very, very encouraging signs of that in 2011. Overall, of course, we've seen the drop in abortions and abortion rates in roughly the past 20 or 30 years, from 1.6 million lost lives in 1990 and a rate of close to 30 abortions per 1,000 women of reproductive age in 1980, to about 1.2 million abortions today and a rate under 20 per 1,000. This comes from figures produced by the Guttmacher Institute for 2008. Pregnant women are more likely to choose life for their unborn babies today than at any time since those first years after Roe unleashed the abortion industry. This means that there are already millions of children alive today than would have been the case if trends had stayed the same. Polls show public attitudes are more pro-life than they have been for years, and that young people are especially sympathetic to the pro-life view. We may have a ways to go to reach the point where the public is ready to restore full protection to the unborn, but we have clearly made serious progress. But something has made a difference. Outside analysts like to point to the proliferation of birth control, but that has been pushed for decades. Abstinence campaigns seem to have had some impact, but the change in attitudes toward abortion and the greater likelihood of a pregnant woman choosing life points to something else. And that would be both a more widespread knowledge of fetal development and a greater understanding of abortion's risks as well as life-affirming alternatives. And that is precisely where pro-life educational efforts have been concentrated over the past several years. In 2011, we saw what may be the first fruits of another sustained pro-life educational effort. And that's where we'll pick up tomorrow. Remember that your efforts, no matter how big or small you might perceive them, are so much bigger than you or me or any of us individually. Every envelope stuffed, every bumper sticker placed on a car, every conversation with a friend makes a difference. And every difference, no matter how small it may seem at the time, is still a difference. It's the differences you're making right now, today, in your community, that will lead to the analysis of 2012 being that we've seen more fruits of our efforts than we'd ever thought possible.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.